Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. The Central Applications Office will publish the points requirements for third level courses and issue first round offers to university places in just under 30 minutes from now. The offers will be available online as well as being issued by email and text. And just to say that RTE News is launching a special online points finder with all courses searchable. It goes live on rte.ie and on the RTE News app from 2 o'clock this afternoon. So the best of luck to everyone as you go into that. Now, returning to the report from the Electoral Commission, which has recommended that the number of TDs for the next Dáil be increased to 174, up from 160. They'll be elected in 43 Dáil constituencies, up from the current 39. Among the recommendations is that Cork South Central is allocated some additional electoral districts, an additional seat, and becomes a five-seater. Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, Fine Gael's Simon Coveney, whose constituency is Cork South Central, says the growth in population there has to be reflected in the Dáil.
I think what's happened is both necessary and appropriate in Cork. You know, we've seen strong population growth. The National Development Plan and the National Spatial Strategy sees Cork as the fastest growing urban population in the country for the next 10 to 15 years. And that's got to be reflected in the Dáil as well in terms of representation. And of course, there's a constitutional requirement to make sure that there are sufficient numbers of TDs representing growing areas in population terms. So, I mean, from my perspective, in terms of my own constituency, you know, it's got a very familiar look to it. The river divides the city now, north and south, in terms of north central and south central. It's got an extra seat, reflecting an increased population. So, I mean, all of that, I think, is positive for Cork in terms of representation of the Dáil.
Simon Coveney speaking this morning. Well, let's get some political reaction to this in a moment. We'll be hearing from the Greens, but first we're joined by Matt Carthy, Sinn Féin TD for Cavan Monaghan. Very good afternoon to you, Matt Carthy, and thank you for taking the time to talk to us. I'm just looking at the proposals in relation to your own constituency for Cavan Monaghan. It remains a five-seater, so it's more or less as you are. I think there's some small loss of voters.
Yes, there's a small part of North Meath that was previously part of the Cavan Monaghan constituency, and I suppose that area is now more aligned in terms of being included in a Meath East constituency. So I think that's a sensible proposal. And of course, we will all be studying this report, and any politician that suggests that they won't is probably being disingenuous. But I think regardless of the number of seats or whatever the makeup of individual constituencies, I think what is now clear is that the campaign for the next general election has started, and that campaign is going to be hugely important because from a Sinn Féin perspective, we believe that there is a huge need for a change of government.
Matt, we'll fight that campaign when we get to it. But in terms of the job of work that's been done by the Electoral Commission, have they served our democracy well in what they've come forward with?
Yes, I think so. The number of TDs obviously is set by the constitution and the limits that are in place. There are issues that, of course, can be resolved at a political level and will be explored, no doubt. As has already been indicated, whenever people have voted in referenda, they have generally accepted that the situation in terms of proportional representation and the efforts to ensure that people are, by and large, adequately represented in the Dáil is something that people are very proud of, particularly their connection to local TDs.
Would you caution against the constitutional requirements in terms of TD numbers?
I think it would have to be a very clear rationale for it. And I know nobody woke up this morning, or no ordinary person woke up this morning thinking that a priority was to have additional politicians. What I think is more on people's minds is the need for the politicians that are elected to adequately address the crises in health and housing and the immediate concerns around cost of living. But we have a constitutional framework. I do think that there is a need for some exploration in terms of the needs for changes. But as I say, and I think it is important today when we have new constituency boundaries that will in all likelihood be adopted by the Dáil, that we now have an eye to the next general election, and that creates challenges for us as political parties, but also a huge opportunity for the Irish people to actually deliver the change that's required to address those crises.
The increase in the number of 3C constituencies is good news, I suppose, for larger parties such as such as yours. But is it damaging for our democracy? Does it reduce representation?
Well, I've always been of the view that the legislative restriction on the number of constituencies, in other words, that the Electoral Commission cannot propose seats of constituencies of six or more seats, is something that is a fault line that shouldn't necessarily be there, because it can create difficulties in terms of maintaining the county boundaries. Mm-hmm. I think the one thing we can say in fairness is that the Dáil has generally been a very good reflection of Irish society in terms of political opinion. There is obviously needs to address some issues in terms of minorities, and historically women have obviously been underrepresented. But in terms of political opinion, generally speaking, the Dáil has been well represented.
Something we shouldn't lose.
I think for here and now, the important thing is that the next general election has now in many ways commenced, and there is an opportunity to deliver the change that so desperately needed.
Matt Gawley, thanks so much for that. Let's get, as I say, reaction from the Green Party, joined by Green Party TD for Waterford, Mark O'Cossey. Mark, maybe starting with that point about the increase in the number of three-seaters and whether your government should be looking at providing the opportunity for six-seat constituencies in the future.
Yeah, well, it's one of the disappointments. I have to say that I do welcome that we have a report from an independent electoral commission. Independence has been something that has been promised by successive governments, but has been delivered by a Green Party minister in Malcolm Noonan. But certainly, I think there are conservative elements within this report. I think definitely three-seater constituencies, they do tend to be less representative. One of the strengths of the democracy that we live in with proportional representation is usually the first preference vote nationwide is reflected by and large by the number of seats in the Dáil. That is proportionately more so the case as you get four or five-seater constituencies, less so in three-seater constituencies. And I think I would have been strongly of the view that we should have been looking at six-seaters and the possibility of six-seater constituencies. But to be fair to the Commission, that wasn't something that their terms of reference allowed them to view.
This emphasis they put on county boundaries, on maintaining the integrity of county boundaries, it's very much the case in your own constituency in Waterford, where I don't think there is any change. And is it right that that's a priority?
I think people tend to associate with their county boundaries, with their county jersey, I suppose. That has long been the affiliation. I mean, we have, I suppose, historically an issue here in Waterford where the city boundary hasn't been extended, and that was a political decision made some years ago, which has led to the fact that I think it's difficult to make a case other than the fact that Waterford City finds it difficult to represent itself as a result. So people do identify with their county boundaries, but had we allowed the flexibility for the Commission to, I suppose, preserve those boundaries while moving away from three-seaters, I think that would have maybe struck the balance a little bit better, because in these three-seater constituencies, it's difficult to see a way where you're going to get those breakthrough voices and to reflect the diversity of opinion.
Okay, well, it's something which we will no doubt be revisiting before the next, after the current or the upcoming election, because of the way our population is going. This will be revisited. But for the moment, thank you very much. Mark O'Cossey there from the Green Party.